is the Most Blessed Podcast, recorded live at Most Blessed Sacrament in Arlington, Texas. Hello, Monsignor.
Good morning, Lisa. Hello, everyone out there in radio land, or whatever we call the podcast land.
Well, we are in the thick of Advent. We are in the third week, which means we have lit, We have lit, it has to be right. We've lit the candle for hope, which is week one, the candle for faith, which is week two. And yesterday, or the third Sunday of Advent, we lit the rose-colored candle for joy. We're in the week of joy, that our wait is almost over. Rejoice. A week left, and our Savior comes into the world. But let's go back to the beginning, shall we?
Let's do that, Lisa.
Week one, the candles for hope.
Okay, let's look at this wonderful season. The season of Advent is very short. It's only 4 weeks. But like Lent, it has a penitential spirit to it. Thus, the church encourages us to consider doing some form of penance or penances during the season. Even though we'll be having festivities and parties and we're buying gifts, and which is wonderful and good and exciting and joyful. But the ultimate gift we're preparing to receive is always the gift of our Lord. So we begin the season with hope. I mean, this season is built on hope. There are actually three comings of Christ that we celebrate in Advent. Two of them are profoundly focused on. The first coming, of course, is Christ's historical birth. And that's what we celebrated Christmas, of course. So the first coming that Advent draws our attention to is the first coming. Christ coming into the world, and the incarnation, taking on human flesh, and being born in that little manger, becoming one of us. As St. Paul says, like us in all things but sin. We also celebrate the promise, the hope of Christ's second coming, which of course is at the end of the world. Advent always draws our attention to this. Like in this particular Advent season, the first two Sundays, the gospel readings for the first two Sundays deal with the end times and Christ addressing that and speaking about it. So the second coming of Christ is very much part of the season of Advent. But there is a third coming. It's the coming of Christ every day in our life, the Christ who is presently with us, the Christ who is the forever, the Emmanuel, God with us now. So we have the Christ of the past, born at his birth, the Christ of the future, yet to come, and the Christ of the now, who is with us at this moment.
That's beautiful.
So we have three comings, Christ entering into our lives. The first, becoming one of us in his birth, the Savior, waiting for the final coming, in which we inherit everlasting life with God. But also this in-between time. The church calls it the in-between time, between the time of Christ's birth and his coming again. So we do celebrate Christ is coming to us every day in the now. He's right here. He's right here. And so that does give us hope. You know, the understanding of what God has done for us through the gift of his Son, allowing him to be born among us as a human being, promising to come again and bring us all into heaven with him. And then the God who says, my son is with you at this moment. You know, he's leading you. He's holding you between the in-between times, you know. So I think it's just, it's a beautiful way of seeing Advent. And it's certainly the teaching of our faith, the teaching of our church.
That's beautiful. I never thought about, I mean, I guess I did think about the penance part of it, but when you liken it to the Easter, where during Lent we try to either give up something or take on something. I like to take on something rather than give up something personally, but that's just me. But that's also appropriate during Advent.
And, it is. It is, maybe to a lesser degree. But yeah, I mean, you can take on something, for example, maybe read scripture every day mm-hmm. during the 4 weeks mm-hmm. or, spend more time in prayer or if possible, come to daily mass or go to mass at least maybe one day during the week outside of Sunday. You certainly can also give something up as we do in Lent. You know, you could, whatever that might be.
Right.
But it is a season of penance. It's not to the extent, shall we say, the season of Lent is. But it has a penitential spirit. And thus, even in the music that we use at the Mass.
Right.
Reminds us that we're in a penitential time.
It's a little slower. It's a little more... awaiting, it's a little more thoughtful,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not quite so joyous, because that's coming. Joy's coming.
Right.
So, yeah.
And that Rejoice Sunday, that third, that Gaudete Sunday, which is the third Sunday of Advent, again, we rejoice for three reasons. We rejoice because we are near the Feast of Christmas and the birthday of the Savior. We rejoice because we're one step closer to the final coming of Christ. And we rejoice because he is the Emmanuel, the God who is with us right now. So we're just taking that in and rejoicing in this awesome God whom we experience in three different ways. So that's part of that Rejoice Sunday.
That's lovely.
And the priest will always wear, well, not the priest has the option of wearing a rose-colored vestment. We don't have to. The priest can simply wear purple throughout or violet throughout the whole season. But I like to wear the rose-colored vestment because it's a visible sign of what we're celebrating
right.
and that some wonderful things are happening.
And if people are even paying attention a little bit, they'll go... Oh, something is different about this Sunday.
Yeah, something is
so,
different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And if people will look around during Advent, the colors are purple, just like they are during mm-hmm. Lent. So mm-hmm. that would also mm-hmm. call to mind the what's the word I'm looking for? The repentance time.
Oh, the penitential time.
The penitential time. Thank
there
you.
There we are.
There we are. It was not coming.
Well, Lisa, why don't you share with us about the Advent wreath and the four candles? And
well, I do know that the shape of the Advent wreath, the circle, would represent the eternity of God, mm-hmm. the immortality of the soul, and the everlasting life we find in Christ. And I also like to think of the everlasting love he has for us. Mm-hmm. I added that one. It's not official.
Right.
But
right.
I guess it should be.
Yeah.
So there's a circle. I mean, I'm sure you can tell that it's a circle, but it's covered with evergreen, which represents continuous life. So mm-hmm. everything on the Advent wreath represents something. The purple mm-hmm. represents penitence. mm-hmm. The pink represents rejoice and the joy that we have in the coming of our Savior. And then the green and the circle themselves also represent what I just said. So I just love that in one little symbol, we have all of that meaning. I think that's...
I like, you know, that the eternal reality of God, that God is eternal, and it also speaks to us about the eternal life we are promised and going mm-hmm. to inherit, that it never ends. It mm-hmm. just, and so I think the big thing that stares at us from the Advent wreath is the eternity of God and the eternity promised to us. The Advent wreath speaks to us about that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have the four candles, the each right. one. The,
Week one, I think we already said, represents hope.
Mm-hmm.
Two represents faith. Three represents joy. Mm-hmm. And week four represents peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some faiths use a fifth candle, and they light that on Christmas Eve, and it's the Christ candle.
Yeah, like I've had that in two of my other parishes. We did that, and we lit that candle all during the Christmas season.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We did. We lit it on Christmas Eve, but we continued to light it during the Christmas season, which is a very short season.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's optional. You know,
right.
You don't have to do that.
So this year, Christmas is on a Saturday. That's right, right?
Yes, it is on Saturday.
And then next year, and I want to talk about this because it's going to be a different year because Christmas is on a Sunday. And mm-hmm. so Christmas morning, it'll still just be the 10 o'clock Mass. I think I'm thinking of the next year when it's on Monday where we have, where we normally have three Masses and then the three Christmas Eve Masses. So that's actually what I'm thinking of is 2 years hence. Oh, we probably shouldn't even bring it up, but
yeah, you're going to confuse our people.
I know.
Let's stay on this year.
Okay, never mind.
Let's not confuse our friends out there.
Yeah, never mind. We'll talk about it next year.
Yeah.
So this was, I hope, informative for people. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. You know, I think because the season of Advent is filled with so much celebration, meaning the parties, the festivities, you know, even before Christmas, we're doing a lot of fun things,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that you can easily lose sight of the real focus of
right.
the season. So
right.
I guess I would encourage everyone out there to maintain what I would call some spiritual discipline, that you maybe find ways to keep reminding yourself of what this season is all about. You know, of course, our secularistic society doesn't help. Consider that they almost start celebrating the Christmas season after Labor Day.
Right.
You know, with the buying of stuff and all mm-hmm. of that. If they throw you into that mentality that, you know, the spirituality of Advent and certainly even the spirituality of Christmas is just tossed aside.
Right. Because most everybody celebrates Christmas. And so, mm-hmm. you know, with Easter, it's a little bit easier because not everybody celebrates Easter, or not to the degree that the Catholics do. Not the secular world is what I'm talking about, not mm-hmm. Christians. Christians all celebrate Easter, but the secular world even celebrates Christmas. So it's easy mm-hmm. to get caught up in that commercialism and the gift giving and all that kind of stuff. And I think that if we can find time to remember that it is a penitential season and maybe go to confession, reconciliation, mm-hmm, excuse me, mm-hmm. Make sure you find time to do that, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. then I think it would help us to keep that mindful spirit of what the real meaning of Christmas is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, you're right on. And so it's my prayer that this Advent season, especially after all we've gone through with COVID and all the last 2 years, it's just been a downer when it came to these seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But now more people are coming back to Mass. You know, I think people are a lot healthier now. And so I think we can get back into the meaning of these seasons, hopefully.
Yes.
We certainly want to do that here in the parish, and God willing, we will. And so when we do come to the Feast of Christmas, we can just truly celebrate and rejoice with what Christ is giving us.
Indeed. Join us for the Advent season.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
All right. All right, Monsignor, I think that was great.
Thank you. Everybody have a good day.
Have a great rest of your Advent season. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please send them to mbspodcast@mbs.church. Have a blessed day.